Okay, we'll talk about a person who did have a lot of truth, and his name was Rav Ashi. Before I get to Rav Ashi, let us just review where we stand right now. Okay, last week in the beginning of this week, we probed the anatomy of Tzaros. Not the identity of Tzaros, the anatomy of Tzaros. And we probed the anatomy of Tzaros by two statements of Rav. The Zav Tzaros comparison, namely the border town, and chronology. How does Basar Meikara potentially affect Tzaros? Basar Meikara, Basar Basav. Yesterday, we started to question not the anatomy of Tzaros, but the identity of Tzaros. You guys can already see where this is heading. The question that interests me the most, Chachma and Bina, I don't know if I have the Das yet, but the Chachma and the Bina, is there a relationship between the identity and the anatomy? The identity of Tzaros feels like it should be pretty simple. What is the identity of Tzaros? To which Av does it belong? Regel. It's pretty clear, right? It's Regel with a discount for the Lech Lemoshe Misinai. That seems pretty clear. Yesterday, we started to shake it up a little bit. I don't know. If you're going to pay Chatzi Nezek Tzaros Migufo, we've got some conversations we have to have. Why would you pay Migufo? What does that even mean? So the Rashba, now I'm reviewing yesterday's shiur. Okay, the Rashba and the Shidun says, no, don't go there. The fact that you're going to apply a Migufo cap to Tzaros doesn't mean you're altering its identity. Tzaros is hardcore regel. It will never be anything but regel. But just like the Lech Lemoshe Misinai reduced it to 50%, it also applied the Migufo cap. So this Ahavamina, this Tzad of Rabbah, the Tzatzi Nezek Tzoro should have a Migufo cap. Don't read too much into it. That's just another part of the Lech Lemoshe Misinai discount. But then we saw the other approach yesterday. That no. Chatzi Nezek Migufo. Anytime you pay Chatzi Nezek, you pay Migufo, not part of the Lech Lemoshe Misinai. Lech Lemoshe Misinai says Chatzi Nezek defines Tzaros, and we're saying now by our own Tzaros, without Lech Lemoshe Misinai, maybe Tzaros should also pay Migufo. Because Migufo is a product, that was the Pnei Yoshua's approach yesterday. That the Migufo cap is not a product of Lech Lemoshe Misinai, it's a product of once you make the leap, the great leap of faith, and you move Tzaros into Chatzi Nezek, you know what? I'm playing poker. I never played poker in my life, but, you know, I'll match you and see you. What do they say? Any poker guys that can help me out here? I'll match you and I'll raise you. And I'll raise you. You're giving Chatzi Nezek. I'm pretty good at spit. Okay, it's more of a fish. But not so good at poker, okay? So I will see you and I will raise you. Namely, you say Chatzi Nezek, you know what, my mind starts working. Maybe this thing called Tzaros really isn't Regel. Maybe it's something independent. Maybe it's a new Mazik, and maybe it's a different Mazik. Maybe it shouldn't be a Mazik, and we all know that when we don't have a real Mazik, we cap it with Migufo, because we can't really make you pay that much. And so already yesterday's Migufo conversation made our antenna go way up. Whoa, why are you applying Migufo? Well, if you think that's bad, listen to today's conversation. And that's the setup for today's shiur. Rav Ashi came, and remember, we're going out of order based on the sugyos, but in order based on the logic. Rav Ashi on Daf Yutes asked the following question. By Rav Ashi, Yutes Simonale. Okay, here's our question. By Rav Ashi, top of the page, Yesh Shinui Litzoros L'Reva Nezek L'Revia Nezek O'Ein Shinoi Tzaros L'Revia Nezek. And he wants to prove from something Rava said on Daf Yechas and Beis. We didn't really see Rava yet, so we're going to have to wait. This is an easy Gemara today. We only have the question. We'll see another Gemara. We don't really have the capacity to read more than this. So if you don't like reading Gemara, today's a good shiur. Okay, so what's the scenario? An animal, instead of like normally walking and kicking stones, angrily and irregularly kick stones. Not like this goes. Animal walking with gravel and the stones are flying. But animal walking with gravel and kicking stones in a machinic fashion. Or if you want a simple case, which we'll get to in Mirtz Hashem on Sunday, a tzraro is not based on stones, but tzraros can also be loud, braying. Sound waves break the kli. So let's say a chicken or a donkey were to put their head into a kli because there is food there. And when they find the food in the kli, they're to eat the food. So in the food, there'd be shein. On the, there would be regular tzuros, because it's normal for an animal, when it puts its head into a kli, in pursuit of food, to start braying. So that would be braying tzuros, creating sound waves. That would be normal. That'd be normal tzuros. What would happen if there's no food in the kli? And the animal's not searching food. It's not normal for animals to start braying in a kli. And your animal went to the kli and said, and sound waves broke the kli. That would be shinui tzuros, tzuros mishuna. So those are the two basic cases we have. One is, as we'll see later, violently, actively kicking stones, not part of normal gait and walking. Gait, G-A-I-T. Number two is braying, not in the pursuit of food. Creating sound waves, not in the pursuit of food. Those would be two cases of tzaros lav orche. Tzaros orche, we know what the halacha is. Chatzinez, we've talked about it for the last 2 weeks. What about tzaros, which are mishuna? Do you say, oh, by the way, it's tzaros, so tzaros reduces it from 100 to 50, and it's mishuna, I further reduce to 50 by half, and I get to 25%. Or I say, you know what, I'm stuck at 50%, I don't move and budge from 50%. That's Rav Ashi's question. Okay, we'll draw it on the board. Where's my magic? My eraser, I don't have it here. I'll just use this one. Okay. Sraros Mishun. Yesh Shinui Litzraros, which means I go down to 25%. Of Ein Shinui Litzraros. I stay at 50%. Okay, who wants to help me here? You know, parents to impress, but all you can impress yourself in a Kiddush Baruch Hu. First question is?
Which side?
Which side makes most sense? What would you say? Like, you know, someone's stopping in the street. Think about it for a moment. Like, what's the simple approach that you'd say intuitively based on where we stand right now in the Sugya? Anyone want to try it? You say?
I think Juris is purely Rego.
Oh. when I say that, it's like the last Kiddush of the Shir. Trying to go back to the intuitive. Right? You say Ein Shinui, why? Well, you give me svaras, guys. That's why I want to show you how to get to the svaras. I gave this, I'm trying to help you reproduce. Guys, it's pretty simple here, okay? Let me make it pretty simple for you. There's a world called svaras, okay? Svaras goes down from 100 to 50, right? What causes that deduction? What do we call it? What's the core? So when it's kosho, we have a reduction. On the other side of the world, okay? On the other side of the world, I can't really draw it here, so I'm drawing it here. We have something called Karen. You know what else goes down from 100% to 50%? What's the characteristic of Karen? Shina. So when there's a Shinoi, we reduce. When there's Kochel, we reduce. What do you think would happen if we have a double platter? If we have a Kochel, which is Shinoi? We just overlay the two, right? What would happen if we have Tzraros Mishuna? Namely, we'd apply the Kochel reduction because of Tzraros. We'd apply the Mishuna reduction from Tzraros. I'm drawing it intentionally so to show you there are autonomous issues and not related to one another. One is direct or indirect, one is regular or irregular. So you just overlay the two discounts, right? There's no reason. Why do you think companies say no double discounts? Because it makes sense. If there's a Black Friday discount and a discount for Army veterans, they say, you know what? Logically, you should get a double discount, but we're not allowing you. But the fact that you're a soldier doesn't mean that you shouldn't get a Black Friday discount. So here, this isn't a store. This is logic. This is a system. Systems make sense. Svaros Orche has a Chatzi Nezek discount. Chatzi Nezek Karen Tom Mishuna has a Chatzi Nezek discount. I hope everyone is seeing that if I don't have any Svaros in an open vacuum without big fancy Svaros of Shana Aleph guys who think that they're Biki Vager, this is what I would say, right? I would apply a double discount and reduce it to 25. I say it's Svaros, so it's Kocho. So that gives me 50. Now it's Mishuna. What's 50 of 50? I may not be great in math, but I know that's 25%, and I get down to 25%. That is the simple approach. The simple approach here is Yesh Shinui Litzraros. 1 second, Azariah. Which means we have to start giving Svaros for Ein Shinui Litzraros. Before Azariah questions, is this still a Kabbalah question? Before Azariah questions, what are the two options? Give me general. Don't give me what you just said. Give me structure. Either I can say that the refusal to go down to 25% ancient of its service is based on something external, even though what I just said is right, that Sroros Mishuna is a combo of Regel and Keren, and combos should have double reductions. For some reason, we block a double reduction, like I just said, oh, no double discounts, because this, that, or the other. But the assumption is right that I overlay Keren and Regel. I overlay Keren and Sroros, fancy schmancy Yosef. Basically, I call this case Sroros of Keren. And if I call this case Sroros of Keren, it's Sroros, because it's Koho. And it's Keren, right? That's what I would say. This is Sroros of Keren. Until you come with your fancy Sroros, that's what I would call this. It's Sroros because it's Koho. It's Keren because it's Mishuna. So I take the Keren discount and I overlay it with the Sroros discount. So I have to find some way to limit the discounts. So I keep the identification of this case intact. I just find some reason not to dip beneath 50%. Or, you know why I don't go down? Fancy schmancy Yosef, because this really isn't Sroros of Keren. Yishai, okay? And you got to like stage 60. Let's go slowly. I'm not as smart as you guys. I don't say that in a false sanctimony. I really am not. I'm not proud. Not smart doesn't impress me. Organized. Systemic. Gradual thought. Computers. Computers are the dumbest things in the world. I wish I could teach you to think like a computer, because you can really accomplish a lot. They do simple acts, but they do a million of them in a nanosecond. In sequence. Everything is sequence. What comes first? What comes second? Don't put the caboose before the engine. Your train will go nowhere. Engine, cars, caboose. Everything has to be organized. Okay? Fine. Azaria.
So without Svaras, you would still think that Shinoi is Karen, it's a Karen thing, and that Chatan is a Svaras thing. How could you think that this goes together without?
Why not? Before you met Svaras, we had a very, very nice catalog. And anything that was Mishuna, bada bing is Karen. Now Svaras says, by the way, there's a subdivision of all the Arbos Nezikim. There's Shambor. I mean, in theory, they could be Tsaros of Age, but it's just not possible. But you first decide which category it belongs to, Karen, Shane, Regal, let's just say. Then, if it's right, that's the way Tosus felt, the Tsaros of Shane. Remember Tosus by Nova Bashba? Now, after you decide whether it's Karen, Shane, or Regal, now if it's direct, then it's normal Karen, Shane, and Regal. If it's indirect, then it's Tsaros, Karen, Shane, and Regal. And this would be Tsaros of Karen. So you'd apply the double discount, the Karen discount, and the Tsaros discount. You see all double.
Well, we also consider the fact that Karen has
Kavanah Solahazi. Okay, that's a fancy shmita. Let's just assume Mishuna and Karen Kavanah are the same. It's Kavanah, that's what makes it Mishuna, without splitting those two. But let's fix that variable. Okay, this animal has Kavanah Solahazi because there's no food in the barrel. Kavanah Solahazi because why is he kicking the stones? We got nitty gritty what's Kavanah without Mishuna, but right now, let's fix that variable without having two variables that we're trying to understand. Okay? Who gives the first svara? Who says, you know what, you're absolutely right. This is Tsaros of Karen. You'd apply a double discount. But I have a reason. The tzad that says, ain't Shino with Tsaros, this tzad, it's not because the identity is not Tsaros of Karen. It is Tsaros of Karen. But you can't dip beneath 50% ever. Who says that? Oh, okay. So something to teach. I thought it would be obvious. Rashi. Rashi says, the svar of ain't Shino with Tsaros is, Tom, can anyone tell me? You know, we can have anyone's mind. Tom is not a ratio. It is a
number.
Quantity. What is Tom? Is Tom 50% of Mord, what Mord will pay? Or is Tom, Hashem, saying, you pay 50%. Don't give me any fancy schmancy comparative tables, what would you have paid if you were moored? And it's not a discount. It's a fee. We're fine. We'll talk about this. It's all about how we stream this back through time. We have to get back to Daf Tezva. Is Hashem telling us chatzi of moored? Is tam a ratio? Well, had it been normal moored damages, this is what you would pay. And now you pay half of that. That's what I'm saying, don't. I told you what Hakmiyat Shining is, right? They tell you what that means? Don't Hakmiyat Shining with Mu'ud and Tom. You're a Tom, this is what you pay, 50%. That was Rav Ashi's question, according to a very famous French Rishon. I'll see you in a moment. I gave it away. If you all the Tom is a ratio, so it's a discount. Okay, so you apply the Tom discount, you get from 100 to 50, you apply the Tzaros discount, vice versa. Or ain't shita letzaras. Rav Asher is saying tam is 50%. Once you itemize this, once you identify his keren, you're stuck at 50%. You can't move. Rashi. Let's look at Rashi together. Rashi, dibra maslam, oh, ain't shinoi. Why do you think Ari Spivak Rashi feels compelled to give an explanation for ain't shinoi hilo, but he doesn't feel compelled to give an explanation for Yeshin? Because he read the Gemara like me. Because he came in France in the 11th century, and he said, you know what? Yeshini letzaras makes a lot of sense. Why in the, he didn't say why in the heck. Why in the, I don't know, Pavlevu France, why in the world would you, you know, say Yeshini letzaras? So Rashi gives a svara. Oh, ain't shinoi l'shalim revia nezek. The olam chatzin nezek. Shein tamus v'ad abohem. The lo ashkechan tam de mishalim batzir mipalga. Hu de lo matzir. Right. That's what Rashi is saying. The lo matzir tam ashkechan tam. Tam is not a ratio. Okay, had it been regular nezek, it would be 100. Now I go down to 50. Since it's kacho nezek and I start at 50, I go down 25. I pay a percentage of what I would have paid if it hadn't been mishuna. No. You pay 50%. Period. There's no such thing as 25%. It doesn't exist. It's a ghost. Which may or may not contradict the Gemara later on in Baha Kama. Well, it's a complicated Gemara. We'll see it in a moment. So according to Rashi, story number one, you know why? Ein shino letzaros, it's a chiddush in tam. Tam is not 50% of 100. Tam is 50% of the damage. Let's take a moment, leave this sugya before we talk about the Gemara that may clash. Can anyone like dial back 3 weeks ago and cheer? And tell me what this question, how to understand the 50% payment of Tom as 50% of what you would have paid had you been a Mord, or just a 50% flat fee, how does that relate to our two understandings of Palganiska Knessa? Forget Palganiska Mamona, it's a fascinating question, but I don't have the bandwidth, neither do you, post-Thanksgiving for that. Let's just go mainstream. Palganiska Knessa. Rav Huna. This is an interesting question. How does the nature of the payment reflect the nature of the knas? I have two ways. This is a very abstract question. That's why there's no one answer. I'm trying to teach you to make connections across large, large planes of sugyas. What is tam? 50? Is it a muad comparison? Is it like comparative religion? Okay, muad, tam, muad, tam. Tam is always tethered to muad. Okay, how much you would pay if you were real muad? Okay, you pay. Where is Hashem saying Tom is like his own person? You've got Tom. Let's say you're an animal therapist. I've heard they exist, right? Animal therapists. I've heard they exist. And my wife and I, the other night, we were, I don't know if it's so flim to say, but like, whatever. We've been very, 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 very busy. We haven't had spent time together. So, you know what? Let's watch a Netflix documentary. Let's find a documentary to watch. So we looked at the top 10 documentaries. The number third documentary is some dog who inherited like $50 million or something. He's got a whole bunch of servants. I said, I'm not watching that. I was like, teasing me. Well, that's some whatever other things. Some dog sitting at the table with the steak and his servants. Let's say you're a doggy therapist and you have Tom on the couch. And Tom has a real complex. I really want to be moored. I really want to be moored. I'm only half moored. And you're saying, Tom, be your own person. Be your own. Don't always compare yourself to Mord. Be your own Tom. Be proud to be a Tom. This Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov is an Ish Tom. You should be a Tom. What is Tom? Does Tom always have a Mord complex? I'm always comparing myself to Mord. I try to be Mord, but half Mord. Where is Tom? I'm Tom. I pay 50%. Don't bother me with Mord. I don't want to hear about Mord. I'm 50%. How does that relate to what Tom is, Paganis Ganesa? What do you think he saw, Dominic?
Well, I was thinking along the lines between
Knesset
and Mama.
Right, I know. I want to focus you within Knas.
Within Knas, if you say it exists without basin versus if you say it exists with basin.
It's too peripheral. It's a cousin of this question, not a mother of the question, to use Chabad terms. So I'll give you the tables. This is your homework for Shabbos. Okay, we have two questions here. One question is Chatzi Nezek. Is it a Chatzi Muad, half of Muad payment? Or is Chatzi Nezek a set fee?
50% of the nesek, not chatzi mord. We have a question by Palganiska Knasa. Why is it knas? Because it's less pshia, or because it's not yet a mazik? Remember the question of the Rav that the Tam is in yet a mazik, that's why it's no kofar. Can you connect these two tables? I'm not going to go into that next week, but a lot to do. I'm trying to teach you how to think globally. There's a relationship to this question. In this question, follow the chart, you'll get to that. Okay? Natan, don't give me an answer, let's move on.
What is the difference between
Chatzimor and Chatzimor is you assess how much you pay if the animal were not Mishun, if it were Orche. In this case, normally, how much would you pay if you were more? 100%. Time is 50%. But here, had the animal knocked stones normally, how much would you have paid? 50%, because it's Svaros. So half of 50 would be 25. As opposed to saying, I'm not asking how much I would have paid if I were more and I reduce it by 50%. I'm saying I pay 50%, period. 50% of the damage. Okay, I'm going to get into the question and the answer. Let's see the Gemara and Gimel and Aleph and see where this may not be true in the Gemara and Gimel and Aleph. Gemara and Gimel and Aleph talks about a shore and a boar who collaborate to damage. Tag team match, shore and boar. Collaborate to match. Many of you guys are into wrestling, I see. Professional fake wrestling. I'm not talking about tag team. No, not just anymore. I told you, I watch with my Zadie. I tell you, that's a big thing in our house. So, you have a lumbish tag team wrestling match. One guy makes believe he's short, one guy makes believe he's boar, dress up as short, dress up as boar. Anyway, Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says. Okay. Rabbi Nassan is someone that allows liability to be shared by two accomplices in a nezek. And if one of the accomplices pays less, we can throw the entire weight on the other. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and the Rabbanan without getting into it right now. So the Gemara wants to know. Let's just see let's just start. The Tanya. It's about eight lines from where it gets wide. The Tanya, middle of the line begins with high. Shor shetachachav chaver labor. Shor kicks another animal into a boar. Bala shor chayiv, bala boar pater. So according to the Tanakama, the bala shor is chayiv because it did the maisa nezik, the bala boar is pater. Vinasin omer, 50-50. Bala shor mishalim mechza, bala boar mishalim mechza. Okay? 50-50. So Gemara is now asking on Rabbi Nassan. Going to the Chachamim, bala shor yes, bala boar no. Going to Rabbi Nassan, 50-50. Everyone says, I have a different price of Rabbi Nassan. Vatanya, Rabbi Nassan omer, bala boar 75, bala shor revia. So one b'risa says, according to Nassan, 50-50, shor and boar. One b'risa says, 75-25, it's a stira. So what does Gemara answer? Lo kasha, habitam habimord. If the shor is a mord, 50-50. Not according to the Chum, according to the Chum, 100-0. According to Nassan, shor 50, boar 50. But if the shor was a tam, then according to Nassan, the bala shor pays 25, and the bala boar pays 75. And the Gemara says, why? Where is a whole svar? What happens? Each should have the nezek. So the Gemara said, Amar Rava, second wide line, defending Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan Dayanahu. Rabbi Nassan was a big Dayan. Nachasli Umka. Don't worry, he's got good svars. Nachasli Umka the Dina. Liyalam Kasabar Hai Kul Hazeka Avid Hai Kul Hazeka Avid. They each did a full Nezek. The short did a Nezek, the boar did a Nezek. This should be 100, or at least it should be an even split of 50-50. Why is it 75 for the boar and 25 for the shore? The Gemara says, "V'dekashale l'shalim haipagav haipagav." Line number four, wide line. Mishum da'amrele. Here's our key line: "Bala shor lebala bar shut v'say mayahani." Namely, he says, "If I were alone, how much would I pay?"
25.
No, if the bala shor did the damage alone without the bar, how much would a tam pay? We're talking about a tam. 75-25 is by a tam. 50-50 is by shor mord and bar. 75-25 is by shor tam and bar. So Mr. Shor Tam says, you know what? If you weren't here, Mr. Boar, how much would I pay? 50%. Now that you're here, I get a discount on my 50%. So I get the Tom discount, going down from 100 to 50%. Then I get the partnership discount, because you're also an accomplice. So now let me go down from 50 to 25. Elio, stop. Look. Go to the wall so that everyone can see. I want Adam to see. Oh, don't break Adam's. Don't break Adam's water bottle. We don't care. We want him to survive. So now you see that you can apply a double discount to reduce Tom to less than 50%. Now, again, in our sugya, what's the double discount? I'm teaching you an analogy now. This is Bina. What's the double discount in our sugya? It's the Tam discount and the Tzoros discount. Here, what's the double discount on Daf Nun Gimel? It's the Tam discount and the Shiftus discount. That, you know, you're a part of it. You should pay your payer also. But at least you see from Nun Gimel that you can go down from Tam to 25%. Tam is not a fixed 50%. Now, there are a million ways to mechadish in the sugya. So, okay, maybe I don't want to apply a double discount when it starts. You can go now. But I apply a double discount when it shiftless. Whatever. That's already the Nun Gimel stuff. You stay. You guys want to learn Bava Kama next year? I'll make a pact with you, okay? If every person in this room stays Shana Bet, I will not just give Shana Aleph Shir next year in Ritz Hashem, but I'll also give you a continuation and Bava Kama will finish all Bava Kama, okay? My, it got me everyone, 100%, okay? We'll continue learning Bava Kama straight through. We'll get to Nun Gimel, we'll get to Kofar, we'll get to more. I don't want to do it. I hope you guys don't listen to me. There's got to be one guy who goes back next week. I can't do this, but, okay. Nun Gimel and Aleph, Shut Fasai, my okay, yes, he's already. He's not interested in Shana, but he wants to stick it to me, okay? I can tell, there's always one in the room. Okay, So this Gemara would sound like Rashi's Sad to explain Ein Shinoi Litzaros is not true, unless you're Mechalik. Again, Rashi's understanding of Ein Shinoi Litzaros is, you know why you can't give a double discount? Because Tom is not a discount. Tom is a fee. Tom is a quantity. You say Tom, I say 50, and I shut my eyes. And we go to sleep, and you pay 50%. Wait, it's not what's happening in Undimo. We're playing a double discount to Tom and Undimo. We're playing the Tom discount with a Shiftus discount. So if you can apply the Tom discount, the Shavuot discount going down to 25, why not apply the Tom discount and the Kavo discount going down to 25? Great ways to, like, but at least for Rashi, for the Gemara, it sounds like you do apply a double discount, which will make Rashi's shot not necessarily so great, unless you make a double. Okay, moving right along, Aaron.
Isn't it just
30 nothing? 30 nothing, very good. Like yesterday, the Rabbanan, excellent. Do the Rabbanan argue on that, or they just say, I mean, never get to that because it's the shore? Maybe the Rabbanan would agree. You know, I don't have it. You can't apply a double discount. You just never get through it because the bar is out of the picture. Sorry, quickly.
If you say, Paga is a God, but Rahai Paga is a God, then there's no problem.
Okay. But it sounds like Krul is a God. Okay. That's one of the ways to get out. Okay. Very good. Okay. One of those in Mechalik is the level of Maisa Nezek. Let's not get into the new camera. You guys are dragging me into that rabbit hole. I'm not going in there. Okay. Can anyone think of another way to say, you know what? This animal that irregularly and Yisrael David intentionally kicks stones. It's really Tzaros of Karen, and I should apply a double discount because that makes sense. But I say, you know what? I'm not playing with identity idea. It's Karen Tzaros. Yeah, not an identity shifter. It's Karen Tzaros. But I will not go beyond 50%. I won't dip less than 50%. Not because Tom doesn't allow it. Again, Tom is a ratio. And Tom is not 50%. It's 50% of what Mord would have paid. Tom is sitting on the therapist's chair. I want to be Mord. Okay, you're 50% Mord. But why else would I not dip to 25%? Not because of Tom, but because of Soros. Okay, let's say maybe Tom Avi is you know, ratio. But what is Tzraros? Is Tzraros a ratio? Is this discount a ratio? That Hashem said, if the damage happened with your body, animal's body, 50%. And a kocho, 50% of what you would have paid had the damage been bodily. Or is Hashem telling us in Tzraros, you say Tzraros, I say 50, period. Tzraros can never pay less than 50. I can limit the discount not by quantifying Karen, as opposed to ratioizing Karen, but by quantifying Tzaros, as opposed to ratioizing Tzaros. Who plays Rashi for Tzaros? Who does what Rashi does to Karen to Tzaros? That's Rabbeinu Peretz. This is Rabbeinu Peretz' theory in several places in Bava Kama. We'll read just two of them. If you have some time over Shabbos, you may want to see what the Rabbeinu Peretz is going to say on Daf Nun Gimel, but we're not going to see that now. I'm going to give it to the Mekaris. But let's just see the Rabbeinu Peretz in our sugya. It's the same logic, but it's about Tzaros, and those of you who want to start thinking globally, what does this reflect about Tzaros? Just like we asked, is Tom a ratio or a quantity? What does that reflect about Tom? If Tzaros is a ratio of what full gufa would have been, or it's a quantity, what does it say about Tzaros? What does it say about the Lechem HaShem? Are you going up or are you going down? Just think about that a little bit while we're reading the Vein of Parents. Let's open the Vein of Parents, Par Sugya, okay? It's so clear because he's trying to get there, but when he describes part A, he's very elaborate. He says, or maybe not. He doesn't say it as clearly as he should, but we clearly know what the not is. So let's turn to our Handy dandy Rabbeinu Peretz is. If anyone wants to do a kamikaze Rabbeinu Peretz, okay? Want to do a kamikaze Shabbos blitz? Read, or not yet, because you're not there. Read every Rabbeinu Peretz on service. He's absolutely foundational on service. If you don't trust me, look at my Rabbeinu Peretz. Look at the ratio of underline. This is the beginning. There's the next page. Look how much is underlined. There's the next page. So if you really want to take a kamikaze, instead of just saying, like, what do the Achronim say, just read through 8 pieces of Rabbeinu Peretz and see if you can line up all of his sons. Okay, evidently, September 26th, I have to be in traffic court in 2017 in New York. I know I didn't have a New York license, but it ended up in my safe here or something. Okay. So if I land in New York and I get arrested or something, you guys will. I didn't renew my license or whatever. Okay. It actually happened. It's all Frisch's fault. Any Frisch guys here? February 9th, like some point in my birthday, I was driving and I hadn't yet renewed my license because I wasn't in America and I got a ticket on the way to Frisch. And he doubled up the ticket because my license had expired because it was my birthday. I said, God in heaven, my birthday. So I said, you know, I don't need this anymore. I just threw out my American license and I have an Israeli license and it's all good. Okay, so it was all Frisch's fault. Okay, here we go. We're about 10 years ago. Okay, so we're in the Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz is on Daf Yud Tasam and Aleph V'teretz. Okay, he asked the question, what's the Svara of V'teretz? We have the Rabbeinu Peretz, look inside. Dibra Masl Yesh Shinoi, the first piece in Yud Tasam and Aleph. Shem Halacha Nishnesh V'tzvaros, the Mishale Chatsi Nezek Midin Av Shelahem. That's ratio. Chatsi nezek midin ab shelahem. Chatsi of what Shane would have paid if it were goof. If it's tzvaros, you pay chatsi nezek. Chatsi nezek of what Karen would have paid had it goof, which is chatsi, because he started chatsi. The im kain, ki havi orchayu, if you have tzvaros of orchay, chatsi nezek. That'd be told of the regal. We all know it's a told of the regal by orchay. Regal with goof would have been nezek shalim. Line number 3, whatever. Ide shinoi, now that it's shinoi, not orchay, Mishalim Rava Nezek. Because now that it's Shinoi, it's in Karen, and you apply the Karen discount on top of the Tzoros discount of Kochah. Ulahachi mi boile, the Shema halacha nishneis kach, maybe, on the other hand, the halacha mishusina means kid appreciates. I'll show you what it refers to. It's the previous sugya, vimkin ain't Shinoi. So what is Rabbeinu Peretz referring to? If you have Rabbeinu Peretz, please turn back. I couldn't give you this because it's in a different sugya. But we'll just read one line of Rabbeinu Peretz. Look at Rabbeinu Peretz, if you have it. You know, I'll photostat it, because I see a lot of people don't have it. It's really important. Look at Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Okay, the big one. It's a huge one. Okay, this is a really important one. And come back. Who just left? Who just left? I'm giving you a head start for Sunday share. Stop. Wait a second. Head start for Sunday share. Then you go. You'll thank me for this. Hopefully. One day. Maybe not. Okay. Look at the... look what I gave you. Can anyone start scratching their heads and saying, if this is a Tsaros cap, not a Tom cap, then just like I don't go down to 25. Can anyone finish that sentence? Anyone predict the next again? And go up. What question is not going up in Soros? You can go now, Yoni. I want to give you the hint. A springboard for Sunday share. Yoni, you can go. Okay, you can go. Okay. Don't tell the guys when they're applying next year to Yeshiva that you need permission to leave the Yeshiva to go to the bathroom. Oh, right, nice quote. Okay, I don't want to be in this Yeshiva. Okay, here it is. The piece I gave you, the underline. Mikom Makom. I'm saying 4 lines into the underline. Kivan dechatsi nezek hilchsa gemirila. Avogav dekocho kegufa damir mamish regel. Mamish regel. What lashon achronim? Veroy lechavin nezek shalim. Afilu hache hilchsa gemirila de'ein bahem ki im chatsi nezek. The afke rachmana me hilchsa midin nezek shalim de regel.
Can you maybe try to resend it? I don't think it.
Oh, can I resend it? I sent it to Ellie Weber. Okay, so. say, what's this guy doing? Okay, sorry. Okay, you know what? That should be my worst WhatsApp error of the year. We've all been there, right? Every time I, you know, send a, you know, loving heart to my wife, I better make sure it's my wife. You know, God forbid I should send it down. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I hope that's my biggest mistake, my biggest WhatsApp mistake ever. Okay? So again, Mikom Makom, fourth underlying line, now that you have it, right? I sent it to you guys, right? I didn't send my grandchildren picture. Mikom Makom, Kivan Dechatzi Nezek, fourth underline. Hilchas Lagimirila. Afo Gav Dekochol Gagufa Dami Mamish Regel, Roy Lechavin Ezek Shelley. Afino Achi, Hilchas Lagimirila, Dein Bahem Ki Im Chatzi Nezek. Ein Bahem Ki Im Chatzi Nezek. Now we're running out of time. I'm just going to put the two tables on the board. It's a parallel conversation to Rashi's issue of Karen. For Rashi, Ravashi was asking, what is Karen, a ratio or a quantity? For the Tosfos Ben Peretz, Ravashi was asking, what is Svaros? Either one, a quantity or ratio. Either of them, we're trying to eliminate one of the discounts. Hillel, the premise is, if you've got two discounts at play, just overlay them. You have to eliminate one of the discounts by turning it into a quantity. Rashi thought Ravashi was probing whether Tom is a quantity is a ratio, not a discount slash ratio. Because according to Vena Peretz, Ravashi was asking whether Tzvaros is a ratio slash discount or a quantity. Okay, now of course, this question, in the parallel universe, right, whether Tzvaros is a 50% of Gufo, or Tzvaros is 50% set amount, shouldn't somehow relate to the question of whether Alecha Moshe Mitzrayim is a discount or is a mechayev. We talked about whether without Alecha Moshe Mitzrayim you'd be chayev 100% on kavo, and Alecha Moshe Mitzrayim discounts it, or without Alecha Moshe Mitzrayim you'd be 100% pater because kavod lavka gufo. The question we're constantly be asking about. Again, seeing that they are very, very loosely related, I don't want to get into them because you can say a million different things. I'm just trying to train your mind to say, what does this reflect larger than it? Always ask yourself that question. Because you're always at a level of detail. And in order to really be successful at Lumbus, you want to try to link it to something higher. And that's the hardest thing to do, because it takes so much effort just to understand the local machlokas. What is this a part of? What does this reflect? What does this show? What does this question, whether it's service is a discount or a quantity, reflect about service? I don't care what your answer is. I just want you to ask that question. What is the question about Tom, according to Rashi, reflect about Karen Tom? Force yourself, train yourself, make your minds active. Don't be lazy. Don't just celebrate, I got the shot. Okay, now what's the next level? What does this show? And you know what? If you do it long enough in life, it becomes instinctive. You're always asking, what is this? 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 And you're linking, and you're associating, and you're inducing, and you're building, and your mind never stops. And you want to know more, what does this reflect? Sometimes you have to stop. Okay, you're at the end of the line. Does it reflect anything more than it reflects? But train yourself to ask that question. Okay, summary. Final shot. Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Chaim. And then we'll talk very, very briefly about Vayetze. Anyone who wants to leave, obviously, for buses, feel free to leave. Okay? You don't have. I'm not going to stop you for buses. I'll stop you for bathrooms, not for buses. Buses, you got to get away for Shabbos. Especially during the winter, you know. You'll call me from the roadside at 4:30. Go where you need to go for Shabbos. Early Shabbos. Okay, right, one of the early Shabbos of the year. According to what we've said so far, we have maintained Svaros Aideshinois, identity, as Karen Svaros. But even though it's Karen Svaros, and logic would dictate that you double up the discount and you go down to 25%, there's a side to say, you don't double up the discount. But if that's true, then what would the halacha actually be if it's Tzraros Mishuna in Rishos HaRabim? What would the halacha be? What would you say? Well, we don't know whether you pay 50 or 25, right? That's the question of Ravashi. So we always default to the lowest. I'm not going to call it, pay half of 50, so you pay 25, because we just don't know 25 or 50, so you pay the minimum. And you'd be chayef. Why? Even though it's a Rishos HaRabim, what do we call Tzvaros Mishuna? We call it Karen. And Karen is chayef in Rishos HaRabim. Namely, this conversation was not about the identity of Tzvaros Mishuna. Tzvaros Mishuna was and will always be Karen. It's about doubling up discounts. Can we double up the Karen and the Tzoros discount? But Tzoros of Mishuna will always be Tzoros of Karen, because Tzoros shadows every single Mazik. There's a Tzoros of Regel, normal. There's a Tzoros of Karen, abnormal. And you know what? Just to put everyone on the same page, there's actually a Tzoros of Shane. I said it before. What's Tzoros of Shane? Chazin of Rabbi Ashbrook, according to Tosfos in Daf Yudzayin. The Tzoros is just like a shadow operator, a shadow system to the regular system. The regular system, now we decide whether it's Karen, Shane, or Regel, based on all the conversations we've had until now, Hana, Kavana, Mishuna, Filucho. And then if it's Kocho, then we dip down to the underworld, the dark world, the dark net of Tzoros. And then the only question is, payment-wise, can we double up discounts? By Regel and Shane, there's no double discount because Shane and Regel don't have a discount. Karen has a Chatzin discount. Can we overlay the Tzoros Chatzin Nezik discount for Kocho on the Tam Chatzin Nezik discount for Mishuna? And if either isn't a discount, we can't double up discounts. What would happen if you would say that Ravashi's question radiates not just to how much you pay, Ravashi's question radiates to where you pay? What if Ravashi were to say, look, if yesh shinoi litzvaros, then I go down to 25 and I pay in Rishus HaRabim. If ain shinoi litzvaros, then I stick at 50 and I'm patur Rishus HaRabim. What if I take, go back to the original question and say, you know what, Ravashi is asking a double question. He's asking, yesh shinoi litzvaros, number one, I pay a quarter. Number two, I'm chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. And if I have ain shin, I pay 50. Number one, I pay 50. And number two, I'm pater in Rishus HaRabim. And can someone quantify this and abstract it for me? And this question is not about, but about I. I can't remember. Not about, but about I. Well, the pa. How do we analyze this question until now? If we only have one layer, it's about payment. How do we manipulate payment and double discount? It has nothing to do with the I, it has to do with P. But now that I extended, I'm dealing with two fronts, not just how much you pay, but where you pay, then I'm not talking about P, I'm talking about identity. That's the number. Scope reflects essence. If the conversation was only about payment, it's about payment. When the conversation doubles up and it's about two fronts, it has to be about a common denominator between payment and obligation. It's also easy once you just go and see them. You have to be a big Tam Chacham. You have to just think clearly and slow down. Don't go too fast. You'll miss things when you go too fast. Don't go too fast in life. Read less, think more. Read less, think more. Say that a million times and you'll have a happy life. Don't try to read so much. Read less and think more. Because when you think more, then it's called das. Then you're thinking and you're absorbing and you're getting and you're becomes you. That's passion. We'll talk about passion in a moment. Passion is by Yetzer. Okay? Who says this? This is the Magid Mishnah's read in the Rambam. This is the Meiri quoting a day that he rejects. Let's first read the Meiri because it's pretty black and white. I'll send Ellie. Oh, and I'll send you and Ellie from the line of the Meiri. So you'll see it in very clear text. Okay, actually, in Ellie's sheet, so I get yours. Here's the Meiri. If you don't have it, nice to see. Tarnagol Shehotzi Rosho La'avir Kli. I'll just, summarize a few. And the Kli is the case I talked about before. So he says, Mishalman, line number three, Chatzi Nezek Midin Karen, V'chayavin Bershus HaRabim, V'chach Mehadaro Shofanez. Let's read this together, the five lines from the bottom. Shem Ein Sham Ochlin, if it's Mishuna. She'ein mishalman ela reva nezek. In tapas ha-reva ein mosia miyado. Well, now that I'm reading it again, it's not as clear as I thought. Okay, let's not read the Meiri. Let's read the, because the Meiri goes in different direction. Let us read the Magid Mishnah. You have time for the Magid Mishnah? Yes, and the Rambam, let me just make sure the Magid Mishnah is clear, because Berach HaShmuel is clear. In the meantime, I handed out Berach HaShmuel, right? No, I didn't. Okay, so in the meantime, everyone please take a hand out of the Berach HaShmuel, so that we can read it together, okay? Just see the direction. Let me see if the Rambam, let's see, Rambam, Beis Rav. Right, okay, the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Niske Mamon Halacha Hei, talks about our case, Rav Ashi's case. Okay? And he raises the suffix, do you pay 50 or 25? And being that Rav Ashi never reconciled the suffix, you pay the minimum, 25. We don't know what side is correct. But he says that you pay even if it's in Rishus HaRabim. He says, "Haisa mehalachas b'rishus harabim muvata v'hitiza soros v'zika b'rishus harabim." I'm sorry, the opposite way. He says, "You're patur b'rishus harabim." I'm sorry, my mistake. You're patur b'rishus harabim. Halacha hey, if you have the Rambam, "Haisa mehalachas b'rishus harabim ubata v'hitiza soros v'zika b'rishus harabim patur." V'im tafas hanizik or v'hanizik ein motzi'in miyado. According to everything we've said right now, until what we're going to say in the Birkas Shmuel and the Rambam. Remind everyone, Saras Mishuna is called, what is its identity?
Karen.
The only question is, it's Saras and Karen, how much do you pay? It's a payment manipulation question. Double discount or one discount? But it's been Karen. If it's Karen, what should you be in Rishus Sarabim? Should be Chai. Okay, you should know how much you Chai, 50 or a quarter. Okay, that's the question of Rashi. But Rishus shouldn't impact. It should be a payment issue. It's Karen. You pay in Rishus HaRabim, like Karen. How much do you pay? Okay, double discount or single discount. The Rambam says, no, 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 it's a double question. A, how much you pay, and B, would you even pay in Rishus HaRabim? That leads to Birkas Shmuel to say, evidently, according to the Rambam, Rav Ashi's question was a question of identity. And what's the question of identity? Is it the simple pshat? Simply, we'd call this, no, what would we call Saras Mashir in a simple pshat until now? Karen. Or, was it Yosef or Fancy Pants Yishai, I forget who said it before, we would say that even though this is Saras Mishuna, we're going to call it Regel. Because every Saras in the world is Regel. And if it's Regel, then it would be A, Patur Nishus HaRabim. B, if it's Regel, what would you not apply? If it's Regel, what would you not apply? A Tom discount, because it's Rekel. You don't have the discount of Tom. Ravashi's question was identity, not payment. I repeat it again, and see some people still wrapping their heads around it, or following the people, being distracted before leaving. Simple pshat is, we know that Tsaros is a dark underworld of Nezikin. First we decide whether it belongs to Karen Shane or Rekel. Then we decide based on the incentive. Then we decide whether it's Nezik regular or Tsaros based on direct or indirect. So, this is clearly Karen, because it's Mishuna. And it's Tsaros. So it's Tsaros of Karen, just like the Tsaros of Regel, the Tsaros of Karen, the Tsaros of Karen, the Tsaros of Shane. And the only question is, okay, now that it's Tsaros of Karen, you've got two discounts in your hand, how much do you pay at checkout? Okay, it's a payment question. But once we firmly identify this as Tsaros of Karen, should be chayav in Rishus HaRabim. All of a sudden, the Rambam says, no, the Rav Ashi is asking two questions. A, how much you pay, and B, where do you pay? If you pay 50%, you'd be patur Rishus HaRabim. If you pay 25%, you'd be chayav in Rishus HaRabim. So evidently, I'll write it on the board. Rav Ashi was asking, is this Karen? If it's Karen, then you apply the double discount and you'd be chayav in Rishus HaRabim. Or even though it's Mishuna, we still call this Regel, in which case you don't have the Karen discount, you only have one discount, that's ours 50%. A and B, you'd be patur Rishus HaRabim because it's Regel. Rav Ashi's question, according to the Rambam, as we'll see in a moment, was what is the identity of Tsaros Mishuna? Not how much you pay by Tsaros of Karen, but whether Tsaros Mishuna is called Karen or called Regel. And big Chiddush, Yishai and Yosef, that even though, come on, give me the punchline, even though this is Mishuna, and normally we call Mishuna, this is going to be called because every Tsaros this regal, as part of the halacha mashmisina. That's the final chiddush of today, and of course, I want you to already start asking, if I call everything regal, all tsvaros regal, regardless of its incentive, what does that reflect about the nature of regal? Like, that's a counterintuitive idea. What we've said until now is intuitive. First you decide which flag it belongs to, Keren Shein Regel. Then you decide whether it's mainstream Keren Shein Regel or Tzara's Keren Shein Regel. Okay, you want to know double discount? Not double discount. That's a payment manipulation issue. Checkout time. But now Reb Chaim's going to say that in the Rambam, the Rav Ashi was asking, is Tzara's Mishuna Keren? Yes, 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 yes. Or is Tzara's Mishuna Regel? What does that mean? So these are Alechem Oshin. I don't know what it means. It's not going to help anyone. What does Alechem Oshin reflect? Why would you throw all Tzara's into Regel? That's the real, real highway of Lumbus. What does this show about Regel? But let's first see the Birch HaShmuel, and then we'll end, okay? One paragraph of Birch HaShmuel. Again, I'm excerpting pieces of Birch HaShmuel for you because these are long pieces, and they're very, very meandering. If you want another homework challenge over Shabbos, don't just read every Rabbeinu Peretz on Svaros, but read Rodef and Svaros. Who would think that Rodef and Svaros tells of any connection? But when you're a Brisker, you globalize, and things are connected in ways that you would not normally associate. So the topic of this year is Rodef and Svaros. We're only going to read one paragraph. Bottom of the right column. Very easy. I've said it to you. This is going to read like butter. This is going to read like a hot knife through butter because we've talked about this. Venerali Leyashik. He's answering. Masha Shamati B'Shem Mori V'Rabi Biur B'Divrei HaRambam Hilchos Niskemamun. The Sover. The Tzraros Shaidei Shinoi is possibly not only, but the question is, have he told of the Regel Uftor M'Shosarach? Why? How can it be Regel? That's crazy. It's Mishuna. Here's his shot. Left column, top of the next page. Dehine. Tzraros. Might have you told of the Regel? According to this Tzad, calling it Regel regardless of its incentive. Humazik Mechudash. It's a new mazik. But lo also din mazik deshor. It's not just the dark subterranean layer of Bava Kama. First you decide Keren Shein Regel, then you decide whether it's a derivative of Keren Shein Regel of Kochel. Svaros is a whole new Tzoros shouldn't be chayev, going back to what I said yesterday, that's why you cap it Migufo, because it doesn't make sense you should pay at all, so we're going to apply a crazy cap of Migufo. Dadin shore proper, Keren Shein Regel, hurak shem mazik begufo. Avo masha eno mazik begufo, lo avi shore. You'd be potter. Tzarech limud also. You need a lachol moshe misinai da vishor. Hari chazinan, the gam behazeka vishor. I'm skipping that line. Not important. It's just distract you right now. Umevuar, skipping a line. The shor di azik lav begufo mamish, kocho, maida havishor, hurak limud min shor. Nimsa de zeh chitsha alacha, the shor hamazik ade kocho, havi bechlal shor. It's a chiddush. You wouldn't think kocho begufo by animals. Oh, it's a chiddush. No, I can say whatever I want. I've got a clear slate. It's not tethered to Regel. It's not tethered to anything. It's not part of Bava Kama. There are two Masechtos. Someone asked you this year, what are you learning? Say, I'm learning two Masechtos. What two Masechtos? Bava Kama and Maseches Tzraros. Huh? I thought Tzraros is just a subset of Bava Kama. No, it's its own Masechta. It's its own Barsha. There's Maseches Bava Kama, and we know that well. And we always thought Tzraros is just a sub-layer of Bava Kama. Answer is, no. It's a din v'chodesh. It's a whole new Allah. Oh, now I can say whatever I want. No. Whole new circuitry. Whole new system of logic. Say whatever I want. V'chim and dikra din t'avishor v'shum alacha shel gilsel. The next underline. T'hoshor imkein shabir pasak ha-rambam t'afil et tzraros ha-yadei shinoi have it told the regal to Rav Shusra. You know it's shinoi, and you and I and everyone else call Karen, I call it regal. Now, he's really, I'm going to do this. Don't worry, I'm going to put this in shape. Like, he's like basically ripping up the whole system. Basically, you got Bava Kama on this end, and you got Tzoros on this end, and you do whatever you want with Tzoros. I'm a little more integrative. It's a new magic, but it's still part of the Bava Kama universe, and therefore, I can ask myself, oh, what is the show about Regal? For the Brich HaShmuel, he would never ask that question. What is the show about Regal? It doesn't show anything. I've just given it halachas of Regal. Is that Regal? Is that real Regal? It's a whole separate Masechta. Again, most famous five words in the history of Tzoros Lamdos. My Karila told that. What do you mean? It's Regel. The answer is no, it's not Regel. It's something totally new. It just has halachos of Regel. And since that says halachos of Regel, we could call anything Tzoros Regel, even if it doesn't normally match the patterns of Regel, because it's Mishuna. And that's with Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was asking Reb Chaim's question. He knew it so well, he was snapping his fingers. He came and said, Talmidim, would you pay 50 or 25? And it's really like everyone in the room knew, like, Rebbe, why would you pay 50 if it's Karen and you go down? And no one was thinking of double discounts, Black Friday. Well, that wasn't on their minds. They were just saying, oh, Rebbe's probably questioning whether Tzvaros is a subset of Bava Kamma, in which case this would be Tzvaros of Karen and you double dip to 25. Or maybe Tzvaros is something totally new. A lot of emotion we see in I. And just call it all regal and apply all the lachas of regal. That's not really regal. You and I both know it's not regal. It's wink, 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 regal. It's like we'll call it and give it the lachas of regal. Wink, wink, regal. And therefore, regal is no discount of time. You're in a different parsha. Okay, we're going to continue this in Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. We'll get to Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Zera. We'll get to Mitzvah Shem. But now we're cooking. Okay, now we're deep down in what Tzvaros is, what Bava Kamma is, how that affects Bava Kamma. This is real deep probe of Bava Kamma. Now let's quickly.